Eleanor Elizabeth Brooks blinked back tears. It was 2 days before her wedding, and she couldn't believe she was having this conversation. Why hadn't he told her before now? Why did he let her just ramble on about her dreams if he had no intention of living them with her? Why? 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 She constantly spoke of having a love-filled marriage, children, and living somewhere out west. Arlo Lloyd told her he wanted those things too. An opportunity to leave Atlanta and travel the rails on his father's train would be a perfect honeymoon. Turns out it was a lie. He wanted to stay in Atlanta, near that woman. "Stop your crying, Elizabeth," Arlo was sneering at her. His otherwise handsome face contorted into something sinister. She had been called by a diminutive version of her name ever since she was a child. Arlo never referred to her by her name, as he thought it was juvenile and silly. Hearing her nickname drip from his mouth was like poison to her soul. "You know I hate crying." He rolled his shoulders and shook his head as if trying to dispel something clinging to him. "Once we are married, you won't be crying so much. And if you do..." He tapped the belt around his waist in warning.
"You would beat me?"
Tears gave way to anger burning deep in her belly.
"You wouldn't."
He leaned over her, the scent of the cologne he wore gagging her as he moved closer. "You kept my ma in line, and I'll use it to keep you in line." She believed him. Mrs. Lloyd cowered under her husband and son. Ellie pretended not to see the bruises as Mrs. Lloyd tugged on her shirt sleeves. Mr. Lloyd was known for his quick temper and violent episodes when drunk. She wondered why Mrs. Lloyd stayed in a marriage that seemed so harsh. Appearances. Everything was about appearances. Arlo was so charming when she first met him. All the ladies were enamored with him. So much so, she wasn't sure why he wanted to court someone like her. She was simply a banker's daughter. He was the son of a wealthy railroad tycoon. When he proposed, her family announced it in all the papers. Their wedding was to be the event of the season. Then, his behavior started to change, ever so slightly. She heard the rumors. Why would a wealthy man who could court almost anyone he wanted be with a girl as plain and old as Ellie Beth? 20 wasn't that old. Granted, most girls in town were married before now, but she hadn't found the right person. She knew she could lose a few pounds and her nose pointed slightly left, but her crooked nose came from a stickball injury at school. It never healed the same again. Her family, although they were well off, were not anywhere as near as wealthy as the Lloyds. She almost thought she was imagining things until her friend Polly informed her that Arlo was found in an inappropriate position with a young lady. She didn't want to listen to the rumors that he was dabbling with a few women in town, but they ate at her, and she finally confronted him. When she would ask him about these things she saw or heard, he told her that she imagined it or that she misunderstood the conversation. Then he would lecture her on not questioning him again or not to worry, that everything would settle down once they married. She even tried to call off the wedding, but her mother talked her out of it. What would people think? So she cowered and did as she was directed. Well, not any longer. She made a mental list of everything she had learned over the past few weeks about her intended. She would cling to this moment in case he became charming again and tried to win her back. He had done so several times before.